York's Metropolitan Museum of Art draws millions of people each year, eager to see its unparalleled collections.
We applaud each of them.
But on Tuesday, art enthusiasts turned into activists, pleading for the protection of Syria's historical artifacts. Irina Bokova is Director General of UNESCO.
We believe there should not be choice to make between saving lives and saving cultural heritage.
More than 2 years of fighting in Syria has left more than 100,000 people dead, and the violence has left Syrians powerless to prevent the destruction of some of their most ancient and cherished sites. Now, the International Council of Museums is publicizing an emergency red list. It highlights Syrian cultural objects at risk of being lost forever, and it makes the global community aware of the kinds of artifacts, like medieval pottery and metalwork, that are being destroyed, looted, or smuggled out in the chaos of war. Ann Richard, a U.S. Assistant Secretary of State, said the world cannot wait until wars end before joining the fight to protect Syria's heritage.
The value of these artifacts is so great and so important to the people of Syria that we have no choice but to start now.
Cultural leaders agree that saving Syria's heritage is a humanitarian necessity.
It's not enough to just save their lives. We also have to save their society. We have to save the things that make their lives worth living.
As fighting crumbles walls from Damascus to Aleppo, and goods and people flee the country, these leaders hope it's not too late to preserve some of the world's most ancient wonders. Carla Babb, VOA News, New York.